This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the zoo. Closest I'll be getting to the lions, since a safari seems like a pretty big thing and I've only got so much vacation time. But you know the general layout. Flamingos at the front and then some gazelles and big cats and giraffes if we're lucky. I love giraffes. And then there's the primates. Then there's the reptile house, the amphibian house. It's kind of humid, kind of dark, but that's where you can find the chameleons. Which, should you be able to find them? They're supposed to blend in, right? Actually, we're going to get to that, because I've got questions. Thanks for coming back. Hello to you and to the rest of you, if we're all together in the car going someplace. Today, it's animals that change colors. Why? And how? Because that's a pretty good trick. We can't do that. And a bunch of the other guys on this planet, they can't do that. So we're going to spend some time on those who can. First, it's the zoo. Then we're going to the aquarium. And our zoo, the Oakland Zoo.
Okay, my name is Daniel Flynn.
And he is our instructor today for Chameleons 101.
Sure, yeah. You know, there's about over 150 different species of chameleons.
In Africa, in Europe, the Middle East, India, more than half of them, they're on the island of Madagascar.
Mostly the ones we know are the ones found in rainforests. The smallest chameleon, which is actually discovered pretty recently, is only about a half inch long. It can fit on a matchstick.
Which is so small, considering the largest is like house cat size. And here's one of the first things to understand.
They're pretty solitary mostly. So chameleons tend to be alone, unless it's the time of year.
The time of year where you get to thinking, gee, would be nice to go meet another chameleon. In fact, the girls, they don't really want the guys around at all, unless it's that time of year.
They like to do their own thing.
Now, the color changing. This sounds like a cartoon, but can I grab one and put it on a checkers board and suddenly it's going to have squares? Is this done to blend in?
It is and it isn't. So, you know, they can blend in really well to the trees and they can blend in really great into the ground and the leaves, but that's just their natural state. Up in the trees, it'll be green. On the ground, it'll be brown. Their natural state camouflages just fine, but they will change colors when they're excited, when they're trying to impress a female, but they can't do that thing that everyone thinks they can do, which is like look paisley.
It can't match your wallpaper.
Exactly. It's not going to just walk across your table and change when it goes over your lap to denim.
All right. Do not be disappointed by this, because what they can do when they want to say, hey, come here, or no, go away, is still wow.
If you look for the panther chameleon, that's probably the best representative of the chameleon family that changes colors.
I just Googled it. It looks fake. Like, this is incredible.
It really does, right? It looks like somebody photoshopped it and painted it different colors, but that's it. That's real.
There's one here that has done green, blue, yellow, and orange. There's another pink and purple and white. There's some that have gone pretty much all turquoise. How do they actually do this in a way that I can understand?
Okay, so the easiest way to explain this is that the chameleons have different layers of cells. The top layer is transparent. The next layer has these chromatophores. These are cells that contain pigment, yellow or red. And then below that, they basically have these tiny little nano crystals, kind of like salt crystals, that reflect light. And that's really what's responsible for the changing of these colors.
Okay, just between us, I feel like I'm mostly there. How are you guys doing? Do you want to do it one more time?
So I'll say that again in another simple way, is that chameleons have pigment in their skin. Well, remember in kindergarten when we mix colors, right?
This is way more my speed.
You mix yellow with blue, you're going to get green. So there's this yellow pigment in the skin of a chameleon. And when the light, white light, shines down through the skin, it reflects off these crystals. A lot of it is absorbed, but what reflects is blue. And the blue light goes through the yellow pigment. And what you see is green, kind of like mixing those colors.
All right, now I get it. And that's pretty wild. How long does it take?
It takes a little bit longer than you would think. It's not an instantaneous thing like we might see in Tangled or Rango or something like that.
Yeah. How have the movies complicated your job?
We love them, and we also always have to educate folks because of the way they're portrayed in certain movies. And I personally wouldn't recommend one as a pet. I mean, they do make great pets for some folks, but there's a lot of things that I'm not looking for in a pet.
I want to come back to the name thing, because now that we know all this, and thank you, is a chameleon really a chameleon?
Yeah, to be a chameleon, you actually, you're standing out in the crowd.
Daniel Flynn at the Oakland Zoo. And now let's go to the aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. Everyone's having a good time at these. Remember field trips? Those were great. Around back now, where we find Alex Lawler, senior aquarist. And right at the start, let's get this one settled. Octopuses or octopi?
It's technically octopuses, but octopi is also accepted because it has been used so frequently. It's just not a Latin-based name.
You can now correct all of your friends. And we are here because not only are octopuses super smart, you probably know that, but they can do the color thing too.
Generally, they all in some capacity will be able to change. Same with cuttlefish as well and squid.
And how do they do it?
So the way they actually change color is they have what's called chromatophores.
There's a word we've heard before, but they use them a little differently.
Chromatophores are like little tiny balloons. They're little sacs under their skin that hold a specific pigment, black, brown, orange, red, or yellow. And in order to change color, they will stretch those sacs, and they actually use that combination of colors to blend into their environments.
And do they do it for that or to show off? Because, you know, we just also learned that chameleons are named wrong.
So it's actually a combination. They will do it to blend into the background, to hide if they feel threatened, or if they just want to sneak up on a prey item or animal. They'll also do it to signal to each other. So if you've ever seen a video of cuttlefish or even squid going through their mating dance that they do.
She says the phrase to Google, Caribbean reef squid mating.
You'll actually see them flashing colors, and every once in a while, there'll be one that is one color on one side and a different color on the other side, perfectly down the middle split. And that's because it'll be signaling to a female while also signaling to a male, kind of saying, stay away, she's mine.
Speaking of videos, I seem to remember one where a diver was following an octopus around. It was almost every other groove in the rock. That was a change. So they can do this like on the move.
Yeah, it's pretty instantaneous. They can do it within seconds.
And what about texture? Because that thing, it also looked like whatever it was sitting next to.
It's actually something else going on. Papillae, and they're actually projections within the skin. And just like the chromatophores, there's a lot of muscle and tissue around those that they can use to change size of the papillae, and that changes their texture. So it can make them look like algae or a rock.
Can you imagine that floating around? Your arms are all over the place. Then you go, I think I'll be a rock, or I'll look like some sand. No one can tell I'm actually an octopus. Before we get out of here, we know they're smart. What do you see in terms of that, or in terms of them recognizing you, maybe a mood? Maybe it's a stretch to call it a mood, but do they change for you guys?
Yeah, like you said, we can't really call it mood, but for lack of a better term, it is their mood at the time. And currently we have a common octopus on exhibit, and she'll come up and she'll turn like a darker reddish color when she knows it's feeding time. She's getting excited. But, you know, if she doesn't want to interact with me, the second I give her food or her enrichment device, she'll turn more of a white color, because that's her like, no, I don't want to interact with you. I just want food right now.
Leave me alone, I'm eating. It's just like so many of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it still blow your mind?
Oh, it is amazing. I've done some diving in Bermuda, and you will swim over a reef and you'll not even see them. Then you'll turn around because you'll see from the corner of your eye something move, and it'll be an octopus jetting off into the other direction. Where did you even come from?
Alex Lawler, Aquarium of the Pacific. We'll listen to these guys as we make our exit. There is some cool stuff on this planet, huh? Thanks for listening. Rate and review if you got a second. Means a lot. Questions? Okay, I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY, or message me on Twitter, KNX Simpson. Thanks to our editor, Cooper. This comes from KNX News 97.1 in Los Angeles, weekday afternoons. That's where I'll be. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.